Chaferim, Beis, Gufa. Amra Baba Bazada, Amra Rav. Oval Chayu, Bechola Mitzis, Hamurus Betara. Oval is Chayv, in all Mitzis, what says in the Torah, Chutz, Mitzvillin, size Tfillin. Now here's Gemara is going to bring down the Mekarsh. And Rishai Nema, Behem, Pe'er. It says the word Pe'er, glory. Mid Amale Rachmono li Cheskel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told in Cheskel Anovi, Pe'ercho, your glory, Chavosh Alecho, is put on you. Chavosh, wear it on you. Atu the Mechayvis, you are Mechayiv to wear your glory, to wear the tefillin. Ava kula alma paturi, everybody else is potter, right? So Rashi explains in the wide lines that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel HaNavi, Hini nilakech mecho es machmed einecha b'magefa. I'm going to take you, your wife. You're going to lose your wife in a magefa, right? But you won't be able to mourn for her, right? And therefore, pe'ercha, your glory, chavash arashecha, keep your glory on your head. In other words, you're going to have to wear tefillin, and you will not be able to mourn for her, which implies that other avelim do not wear tefillin. They don't wear their glory. Right? And Rashi explains the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending Yechezkel was that Klai Yisrael are going to die, there's going to be a magefa, and there won't be anybody to mourn for them. And that was the idea that the Navi will lose his wife, and he won't be able to mourn for her. And this is the Mekar where we learn out that the Ovel doesn't wear tefillin, and the Mekar carries on now and explains, V'hanimili b'yoyim rishon, that's only on the first day of Avelis. Diksiv, because it says, V'achriso, and her end, k'yoyim mar, like a bitter day. Right? And Rashi says, D'ika meroro chad yoyimah, the main bitterness and pain is one day, which is the first day of the Shiva. So that's how we learn out that Ovel doesn't wear tefillin on the first day of sitting Shiva.
It's not the middle of the day,
it's not there. Yes, correct. Amar Reb Abba Bar Zavda, Amar Rav, Ovel Chayev B'Sukkah. Ovel is Chayev in the mitzvah of Sukkah. Now, when the Gemara over here says Ovel is Chayev in the mitzvah of Sukkah, it means that somebody died on Yom Tov. Because if somebody's sitting Shiva a few days before Yom Tov, then the regel stops the Shiva. Right? So it means that somebody's mace loy mace on Yom Tov itself. So he has to carry on. There's no Avelis on Yom Tov. The Avelis only starts after Yom Tov. So therefore he's chayim in the midst of Sukkah. Someone says, Pshita. Yeah, of course. Right? What's the difference? I mean, I was chayim in all the mitzvahs. So he's chayim in the midst of Sukkah as well. Someone says, Ma'adu tema, I would have thought, Ha'ivu amarev abu zvadu amarev. Mitzta'er, potter min ha-sukkah. Someone who's mitzta'er is potter min ha-sukkah. Someone who's in distress doesn't have to sit in sukkah. Hai nami mitzta'er hu, he's also mitzta'er. Kamash melon, no, he's mechuyiv. Why? Why is he mechuyiv? So Mar explains. Hani mili tsar de memelo. Tsar de memelo, Rashi says, a tsar that comes out automatically from the sukkah itself. Like it's very hot over there, or it's cold, or there's something else smelly in the sukkah, the Gemara is going to say later on in the next Amud. So something from the tsar, which comes out memela automatically from the sukkah. Aval hoch over here, ihu dekom mitzar nafshei. By an ovel, he is causing stress to himself. He has to calm his mind. Enachanami, taka lost a relative and is very upset. But still, he could control himself. He can control his emotions and be calm and say, okay, yes, I'm in pain. I've lost a relative, but I can go sit in the sukkah. And therefore, there's no patur of mitzvah. Right? And that's the chiddush of the Gemara that Ovel is chayiv b'sukkah. Even though he's mitzvah, he's mechuyiv to go and sit in the sukkah. Another memra, v'amar v'abba v'zvad amarav. Chosen, the chosen himself. Vashushvininin is the groomsmen, the ones who stand next to the chosen. They walk him down the chuppah. V'chol b'nei ha-chuppah, the whole chevra that are coming to the chuppah. V'tur min ha-sukkah kol shiva. The potter from sukkah kol shiva, all 7 days. My timer, what's the reason why the potter min ha-sukkah? Mashum, d'boyu l'michdei. Yeah, they need to rejoice. They have to be m'sameach, the chosen. And so they're busy being misameach the chosen. So therefore the potter min ha-sukkah. Right, so Mustafa, we're talking about over here, when did this person, when did this chassan get married? On Erev Sukkos. Because you're not allowed to get married on Yom Tov, because Eim Aaron Simcha B'Simcha. So Mustafa got married Erev Sukkos, and now he has 7 days of Sheva Brachos. So they're all being Musameach, the chassan, Isaac, Mitzvah, Potter, Min, Mitzvah, or Yikulam Shad is a Mitzvah. Because they want to rejoice, they want to go to the Sheva Brachos, be Musameach with the chassan, and if not, then they'll be Mitzvah, so therefore Mitzvah is also Potter Min HaSukkah. So Mara Zakasha, V'leich Li B'Sukkah, V'leichte B'Sukkah. Okay, so go and eat in the Sukkah, and be Musameach, have Sheva Brachos, inside the Sukkah, and therefore, there's no Petura of Isaac Ben Mitzvah, Potter Ben Mitzvah. Isaac Ben Mitzvah, Potter Ben Mitzvah is only when you can't do both mitzvahs. Here I can. Right, so the Gemara is going to say, En Simcha Elo B'Chupa. We'll have to carry on tomorrow. We see that the Simcha is only Dafka in the Chosin's house. And nowadays you make Shavu Brachos in all different places. From those days you see that Dafka, where the Chosin lived, at the base Chasanim, that's where the main Simcha of Simcha Sonakala was.